Good evening. We welcome listeners on BBC Radio 3 and our audience here at the Royal Albert Hall to the first late-night prom of the 2011 season. The lights are low as we prepare to hear one of the greatest works of the chamber music canon, Schubert's String Quintet, played by the Belcher Quartet, joined by cellist Valentin Urban, who for nearly 30 years was a member of the Alban Berg Quartet. In the autumn of 1828, Schubert moved to the Viennese suburbs, to his brother's house, where he hoped the country air would somehow improve his health. It turned out to be the last place that he would live, but in the weeks before he died, that November, he wrote a series of major works, the three last piano sonatas and this quintet. It was as if he was desperate to get his ideas down on paper before it was too late. During this time, Schubert played viola in a private performance of Beethoven's late C-sharp minor string quartet, an experience that apparently sent him into such transports of delight and enthusiasm that all feared for him. Could that experience have provoked a desire to emulate his hero and leave the world his own great chamber music masterpiece? Well, the shadow of mortality is never far away from what is a work that lasts very nearly an hour. Arthur Rubinstein requested the slow movement to be played at his funeral. The novelist Thomas Mann remarked that this was music one would like to hear on one's deathbed. The Belcher Quartet are violinists Karina Belcher-Fischer and Axel Schacher, viola player Krzysztof Horzelski, and cellist Antoine Ludelin, joined this evening by cellist Valentin Urban. Please welcome them to the stage to play Schubert's String Quintet in C.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Schubert's String Quartet in C major, played by the Belcher Quartet, joined this evening by the cellist Valentin Urben. Written in the last weeks of Schubert's life, and what an extraordinary evening this has been here at the Royal Albert Hall. Just the five musicians alone on a stage earlier, packed with the players of the Radio France Philharmonic. The lights down low, the bust of Sir Henry Wood under a bright spotlight, and the audience here listening, rapt attention. The silence, particularly during the second movement, absolutely extraordinary. Belcher Quartet back on the stage. Karina Belcher-Fischer and Axel Scharke playing violin, viola player Krzysztof Horzelski, and cellist Antoine Ludelin joined this evening to play the Schubert Quintet by cellist Valentin Urben. Belcher's founded here in London at the Royal College of Music in 1994, now ensemble in residence at the Vienna Konzerthaus. Valentin Urban, for 30 years, cellist of the Alban Berg Quartet. Belcher's dressed black suits, and then a burst of scarlet from Corinna Belcher's dress. Well, after that extraordinary performance of Schubert's Quintet, it's time to bid you good night from the Royal Albert Hall and this late night prom, the first of the season, many more ahead. For now, though, back to Ian Skelly at Broadcasting House.
Petrarch, thank you very much. Petrarch Trelawney at the Royal Albert Hall, the first of this year's Late Night Proms. Plenty more to come. Plenty more information, too, about the entire season on the BBC Proms website, which you can get to by going to the Radio 3 website, where you can hear that late night concert again. Well, now it's just approaching 11 o'clock. Our next programme tonight is Late Junction. Plenty of performances from another festival which has just taken place, the Latitude Festival in Suffolk. You can hear that from a quarter past 11 tonight. So let's look ahead to tomorrow night's prom, in which the BBC Symphony Orchestra takes you through an evening of Czech music. And by way of a prelude, here's Dvořák's Romance for violin and orchestra. It's played here by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, and they're conducted by Václav Neumann.
Thank you.
Václav Neumann, the soloist and also directing the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra in that performance of Dvořák's Romance for violin and orchestra. Well, plenty of Dvořák tomorrow night on Radio 3 when the prom is given by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by a great champion of Czech music, the orchestra's chief conductor, Jerzy Bieloklávek. Tomorrow night he's going to guide them through Dvořák's Cello Concerto, widely regarded as the finest piece written for the instrument. Jean-Guyen Kiras will be the soloist. And after the interval, you can hear all six of Smetana's symphonic poems dedicated to his home country, Marvlast. Not often you hear them played all in one sitting and in sequence. It'll be revealing, I'm sure. So that's our prom tomorrow night, live from the Royal Albert Hall. It begins at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3. And there's plenty more besides.
On BBC Radio 3 from the 2011 proms, a musical celebration of a great television event. Earlier this year, Human Planet brought to our screens some of the diverse cultures of the world with a musical soundtrack by Nitin Sawhney.
It was inspired by these incredible images, and I think if you write music that's inspired by incredible visuals, inevitably the music works in itself.
You can hear excerpts from Nitin Sawhney's score and also some of the performers heard in Radio 3's accompanying Music Planet series. A memorable Saturday night at the BBC Proms on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
And plenty of family events that day as well, if you're anywhere near the Royal Albert Hall. It all begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can help create a brand new piece of music. There are also displays and workshops in Kensington Gardens in the afternoon. Full details on the BBC Proms website. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11:15, time for Late Junction, which was recorded at last weekend's Latitude Festival. And hosting the Late Junction stage, Max Reinhardt.
Welcome to Late Junction. We're here at the Latitude Festival, deep, deep, deep in Suffolk, on a balmy summer's evening. In front of me, the multicoloured sheep are frolicking in the fields. It's a very arty festival, you know. Live on stage very soon, we've got cellist Bella Emerson, jazz from the Chewbacca Hutchins Trio, and interviews with Linton Kwesi Johnson and Lyle Lovett. But first of all, an impassioned reinvention of traditional Scottish music. On fiddle, Alistair Kaplan. On bass, Stevie Jones. And the voice and the guitar of Alistair Roberts, the Alistair Roberts Trio.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
shawled we are combing the shore for some grim tombstone feast. In rags and in robes we are roaming, singing woe to the reign of the beast. Here's to you, Gilly Rouen. Here's to you, Mary Byrne. And to you, Donald Peabody. Come march at the head of the clan. Here's to you, Gilly Rouen. Here's to you, Mary Byrne. And to you, Donald Peabody, come and march at the head of the clan. Well, it's whip crack on whip crack on whip crack. No sign of St. Brian in the streets. A whip crack on whip crack upon whip crack. God provide for our sea divided race.
Thank you very much. A few years ago, I made a record called Farewell Sorrow, and this song is from that record. The song's called The Whole House is Singing. Sits at the spinning wheel, and Mary she sings as she scoops with her rope, and Johnny he sings as he fetches the herring creel, and Billy he sings as he rolls down the slope, and the whole house is singing, the whole house is singing, the rafters are
last record that we made, it was called Too Long in This Condition, Alistair Roberts and Friends, Too Long in This Condition, and it consisted of 11 traditional ballads and one tune. And this is one of those ballads. This is a ballad called Little Sir Hugh.
Pray to me, speak, oh lady. your will. If you your only son would seek. So she's run up to the deep draw well. She's knelt down on her knee. My bonnie Hugh, my dear Sir Hugh, will I pray you speak to me? The lead is wondrous heavy, mother. The well is wondrous deep. A keen penknife sticks in my heart, and a word I dare not speak. Go home, my mother dear, and fetch my winding sheet. And it's at the back of Merry Lincoln, it's there we two shall meet. Go home, my mother dear, and fetch my winding sheet. And bury me in the sepulchre with the Bible at my feet.
Yeah, you're listening to Lake Junction here at the Latitude Festival, but you knew that. And this, of course, is the wonderful Alistair Roberts. New school Scottish traditional music. You know, well, when I read that you were on the Drag City label, you know, Will Oldham's label, Will Oldham being one of the kings of Twisted Country, really, I thought, how does that work, traditional Scottish music? But now I hear it, it's all in the voice. It's, you've got a wonderful voice.
Thank you very much. Sounds like
the emotions are being torn out of you. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Well, when I sing, I often think about this word that the Scottish travellers have of cornyach, which means, you know, getting to the feeling, the emotional core of the song. It's maybe similar to, you know, duende in the Spanish songs, you know, flamenco singers, you know.
And it's definitely similar to what Will Oldham does. So tell us the story of how you got signed to Will Oldham's label back in the days when you ran a band called Appendix Out.
That's right. Yeah, well, I mean, I just left high school and I spent a lot of time just recording at home on my four track, you know, just in my bedroom, and I was a fan of Will's music. I'd heard the Palace Brothers, his first kind of band project, and given him a demo tape at a concert in Glasgow in 1995, and then I got a postcard saying he wanted to put a single of a couple of those songs, that my self-written songs, you know, that I'd recorded at home, and
wow.
So I had a 7-inch single on Drag City, and then kind of worked with him since then.
And you've kind of reinvented Scottish traditional music.
That's a big claim.
Yeah, well, I'm making it for you. It will be bad if you make it on your behalf. Okay, tell us about your fiddle player, who's Alistair Kaplan. Let's hear it for Alistair Kaplan.
Well, Alistair and I have been playing together for about 3 years now. We were introduced through a friend, Donald Lindsay. We met in a park in the west end of Glasgow. And Alistair said he was a fiddler, and I said, oh, we should play together sometime. And so we did. And we made this new record together.
That's excellent. And the bass player?
Stevie Jones.
Stevie Jones. Let's hear it for Stevie Jones.
Well, I suppose I've known Stevie for a long time because we've both been involved in the music scene in Glasgow for a long time in different ways. At the same time, we started playing together about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. Well, I want to hear more, don't you? Okay, so put your hands together one more time for Alistair Roberts.
Thank you. Thanks. We're going to play a new song now. Has anyone heard of Robert Burns? A little-known Scottish poet. Well, he wrote a song composed in August, which is actually one of my favourite songs, but this isn't that. This is a song composed in December, as I said. She's written some 200 years and 4 months after Abby Burns. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
This song's made in anger, this song's made in love, where the croak of the hawk meets the coo of the dove, where minstrels
see slander and rhyme turns to rage, to make a song about the renovation of the age. Well, woe to those who celebrate the taking up of violence, and woe to those who perpetrate delusions of their sirens, who'd fight for their nation with sword or with firebrand, be they a raven in the border. The breaking up of weapons, who take a stand to raise a hand against oncoming slaughter, and joy to those who strive to give a voice to those with none, the fosterer of errant son and ward of wild daughter. Woe to those who'd use them to enslave their fellow man. Soar on wings of beauty to cloisters where vestals bear their palms of duty, to waterfall tumbling, cascading and purling, to the flowery macher where the echo mocks the yellow yorl. From forest deep where newmans peep from every oak and bole, to city streets where people seek completion of the soul, for everyone with double bond of suffering to toll, I will sow a seed of honesty on the bluebell. Address a thousand heroes, those workers of the evil, I will tremble and they'll fear us, and all those who would take up the quest and so turn into heroes must walk the narrow path that leads between Thanatos and Eros. Thank you. your fellow woman.
Thank you very much. To say thanks very much to Lavish Land, everyone here, and to Late Junction and Radio 3 for having us. And I'd like to say thanks to you for listening.
Cheers.
This is called The Burning of Auchendoun.
Side on a May morning, I saw Willie McIntosh an hour before the dawning. Turn again, turn again, I bid ye. If ye burn Auchendoun, Huntly will heed ye. Heed me, hang me, that you'll never fear me. I'll burn Auchendoun, though the life leave me. Auchendoun was in a blaze an hour before the dawning. Crowing, crowing, for all your crews crowing. I've lost the best feather in my wing, for all my crews crowing.
Thank you very much.
The Alistair Roberts Trio, with Alistair on vocals and guitar, Alistair Kaplan on fiddle, and Stevie Jones on bass. And from traditional Scottish music to a traditional dub poet. Well, actually, to the very first dub poet. Hopefully, we can get an interview with Linton Kwesi Johnson, because he's here at the festival. I wonder if he wants to speak to us.
My pleasure.
So, do you perform much these days? Tell me.
Well, over the last year or so, I haven't been doing much because I had prostate cancer. And I'm just in the process of recovery now. So
you're looking
been,
very well.
It's 6 months since I had my operation. And I'm starting to get bored, so I've decided to try and find something to do, you know.
So you're back on the road. Is it very different now from when you started out?
Oh, my God, yeah. I was just talking to someone earlier about doing noisy bars and pubs and clubs with John Cooper Clarke back in the 80s. We used to tour together. And to find that literary things are happening at music festivals is something relatively new, really, for me anyway.
Yeah, and but what about the whole idea that, you know, people speaking over music? That's changed quite a lot since, what, you started in mid-70s?
Well, I started recording in 77. But of course, I was a published poet before I began to make records. The whole thing's changed now. I mean, we've got the whole hip-hop scene came along, you know, rap and all of that, grime. And now you have people like Dizzy Rascal, who's a big star, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's true, and you laid the groundwork.
Well, I don't know, I would like to think I made a contribution.
Yeah, and there are all those guys like, you know, Cockney Translator, who came in your stead, who also laid that groundwork too.
The late Smiley Culture, yeah.
Yeah, God bless him. Anyway, could you do us a poem, especially for Lake Junction here at Latitude?
Well, I'll do this poem because this year is the 30th anniversary, not only of the Toxteth riots, but of the Brixton riots of 1981. And I wrote a poem documenting what happened at the time called The Great Insurrection. It goes like this. It was in April 1981, down in the ghetto of Brixton, that the Babylon them caused such a friction that it bring about a great insurrection. And it spread all over the nation. It was truly an historical occasion. It was event of the year, and I wish I had been there when we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up plenty police van, when we mash up the Wicked One plan, when we mash up the Swamp 81. Fiwa, fi make the ruler them understand that we not take no more of them oppression. And when me check out the ghetto grapevine, to find out all I could have find. Every rebel just a revel in them story. Them a talk about the power and the glory. Them a talk about the burning and the looting. Them a talk about the smashing and the grabbing. Them a tell me about the vanquish and the victory. Them said the Babylon them went too far. So what we had was fi bun to care. And one and two innocent get mar. But what? Now so it go sometime in a war in star. Now so it go sometime in a war. Them say we bun down the judge. We could have bun the landlord. We bun down the judge. We never bun the landlord. When we run riot all over Brixton. When we mash up plenty police van. When we mash up the Wicked One plan. When we mash up the Swamp 81. Them say we commandeer car and we gather ammunition. We build we barricade and the wicked catch afraid. We send out we scout figure find them we're about. Then we farm up we posse and we make we raid. Well now them run gang up plan counter action. But the plastic bullet and the water cannon will bring a blam blam. We'll bring a blam blam. Never mind scar man. We'll bring a blam blam.
You're still in great voice and you're looking very good too.
Ah, very. So.